Turn with us over in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 19. I'd like to start reading verse number 11. And if you're willing and able, if you would stand, and we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 19. We'll start reading verse number 11. I feel that the Lord has a word for us today. I'm thankful that He saved us. I'm thankful for the men and women that have given their lives for this nation, that we may enjoy the freedom of what we have today. Luke 19, verse number 11, as they heard these things, He added and spake a parable because He was nigh to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded the servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. He said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, or a hard man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and you reap that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury, or with interest? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given. And from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken from him. Those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you today. Help us to clarify these Bible truths. God, I've tried to apply my heart, my mind, and my time to thy word. I pray now you'd use me to be a blessing to your people a few minutes. Draw us closer to you. Thank you for the good songs that have been sung today. For your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach out this subject this morning on verse number 20. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. This is what he done. That word napkin simply means a handkerchief. He took what the Lord entrusted to him, put it in his handkerchief, folded it up, and tucked it away. The Lord was not happy with that. And I want to preach on this subject this morning. A cover-up won't hold up. A cover-up won't hold up. Now, first of all, look in verse number 12. We see an address. The Bible said, and it does matter what the Bible said. Look what it says. He said. Who is that? That's Jesus. The name above all names. Let's look at this address. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive himself a kingdom and to return. Now, the Lord is using a parable. He is using a story to convey the thought. He's putting it down so we can all understand. Many times the Lord in His teaching, He used a metaphor. But at this moment, He's using a parable. And in this parable, we see this great address. We see, first of all, in this address, there is a prince involved. The Bible simply said that it was a certain nobleman. Means a certain man. Not only do we see this prince, but look at this place. He went into a far country. That's not like Luke 15, where the prodigal left and went into a far country. But I come to tell you about one this morning that was a great nobleman, a certain man. He left the Father's house, walked through this world, out through a far country. He was not getting away from God, but he was getting closer to God. For he was headed to the cross to pay a sin debt that he did not owe. And there we see this address, we see this print. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Does anybody believe He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? There's nobody like Him. So this certain nobleman, we see this address, we see this prince, and we see this place. But thirdly, look at this plan. He simply said that to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. I'm glad I worship a king that has a kingdom. Nobody's going to vote him off the throne. Nobody's going to usher him off of where he's sitting this morning. Because there's nobody like him. There's been a lot of people try to mimic him and copy him. Been a lot of people that were downtrodden. There's been nobody like this man, the God man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And here a cover-up won't hold up. Look, there is an address, but this is where I want to get to in preaching. Look in verse 13. This Bible is amazing. Watch. Not only do we see this address, but now there's an arrangement. Look what he says. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. I was interested in that phrase. Occupy till I come. What does that word occupy mean? Does it mean to just be holding space? No. In the Greek, it simply means to do business or to trade or to use that what has been entrusted to you to make more of. And so, in this arrangement, we see this truth. He called his 10 servants. I sure am glad there's a Father in heaven that knows how to call his children. I'm glad one day the Holy Ghost called me in the family of God. You say, how did he call you, preacher? He knocked on my heart. And I had responsibility to respond to him by faith. Last Sunday, some of you left and the Lord knocking on your heart. Can I tell you, he'll never be an intruder. He'll not kick the door in and come inside. But I sure am glad, honey, if you'll reach your hand toward the knob by faith, Jesus to come walking in your life and make a new creature out of it for His honor and His glory this morning. We see this call came forth. He called His servants. Notice this. They're not the world's servants. They're His servants. So this arrangement, there was a truth. But then look secondly at this trust. The Bible simply said in verse number 13 that He delivered them 10 pounds. Now how much was that? Was it very much? In today's money before inflation hit, it simply would be maybe around $250. That day probably $20. Didn't leave him a whole lot, but He left him some. You say, well, preacher, the Lord hadn't left me much. Let me tell you, He can do a whole lot with a little when you trust Him with what He's given you. And so here we see this arrangement. We see this truth. He called His 10 servants. This trust, He delivered them. Now I'm going to speak briefly about stewardship. The Lord called these. He handed them a very small amount. He entrusted them with it. And He said, I want you to occupy with what I've given you till I come. Now I could go everywhere preaching this morning on that statement. By the way, He is coming back today. Thank God He does have a kingdom. I'm glad we've got a king and I'm glad I'm in the kingdom. But He's the king. You're not the king. I'm not the king. But there is King Jesus this morning. And He's coming back one of these precious mornings. Now notice this text. The truth, the trust, He delivered them. But look at the treasure. Gave them 10 pounds. He gave everyone the same. Or He gave them 1 pound. He gave everyone the same amount. Now, notice this arrangement. There's a trust and a treasure, but look at this test. Look what He says. Occupy till I come, or carry on business while I'm gone. I want to entrust you with this. Now, what is this thought of a stewardship? It's the care of something entrusted to you for another. Stewardship. The Bible teaches us that we all are to be good stewards for the cause of Christ. That simply means the care of something entrusted to you and me for someone else. So this arrangement, we see this truth, this trust, this treasure. He, Bible simply said that He called His 10 servants, and He did. He delivered them 10 pounds. So He gave them all the same amount. But now, look at this test and think about this a minute. Let me get in where I want to preach. Occupy till I come. Do business for me till I get back. I want to ask this question today. What are you and I doing with what He's entrusted us with? What has He given you since He saved you? He's not talking to the people in the world. They're His servants. He called them. And He said, let me tell you something. While I'm gone away, I want you to occupy till I come. I want you to do business for me. Not business for yourself, but business for me. So I ask this question today. What are we doing for the Lord Jesus occupying till He comes? There's this address. There's this arrangement. But now look in verse 15. The Bible picks up. There is an arrival. He kept His promise. Can I tell you, He always keeps His promise. He's still coming back. Came to pass that when He was returned, having received the kingdom, then He commanded these servants to be called unto Him to whom He had given the money, that He might know how much every man had gained by trading or doing business. Now we've seen this address. We've seen this arrangement. Now look at this arrival. First of all, in verse 15, see if y'all see it. I see a calendar involved. It came to pass when he was returned. Preacher, when's Jesus coming? I don't know, but I can tell you this, he's coming. A lot of people's tried to set a date on when Jesus is coming. Can I tell you something? I see a calendar involved. It came to pass that he returned. Can I tell you, we're all closer today to meeting Christ than we were yesterday. And here it came to pass that he was returned. Watch this, having received the kingdom. He went all the way to the cross, died for your sin and my sin. And there he received the kingdom from his Father. And he is the king in the kingdom. And watch this. He commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by the trading. Now, this arrival, there's a calendar. It came to pass. But then there's a command. He commanded these servants. There was a call. Servant. But now watch this. There was a calculation. He said that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. I want to ask you today, what have you gained with what God has given you? We know the story here. He gave everyone the same amount, 10 pounds. They conducted themselves. They occupied themselves through business, through trading, through working, through doing what he had asked them to do. And he's not there looking over their shoulder. He has left on a journey, but he's coming back. So he's entrusted them to do what he's asked them to do. Well, he gets back in town and he tells the men, bring my servants to me and I want to hear what they've done with what I've given them. Now watch this. Verse 16. Not only do we see the arrival, but now look at this account. Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Now, verse 13, he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds. Said, I want you to occupy till I come. So when he tallies up the score sheet, he tells him in verse number 16, he says, thy pound hath gained 10. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Now look what he says. You've been faithful over very little. It wasn't a whole lot that I gave you, but I did give you something and you used it for my honor and your glory. So Jesus said, great. You put forth the effort. You've occupied. Now I'm going to bless you for it. So he gives him 10 cities. Now verse 18, the second one appears. The second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound which I've kept laid up in a napkin. Now the Lord was not happy with those results. I want to say this today. I want us to listen to this statement. In this account, look at the privilege. In verse 16, he said, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. You see, what God has given us, it's not ours. It's all His. Everything He's ever entrusted you and I with, it's not ours. It's His. It's just borrowed. Those are not your children. I realize they are, but they're not. They're the Lord's. The land you own, you may think you own it all, but let me tell you, at the end of the day, you know who owns it all? The Lord. owns it all. That money in the bank you worked so hard for, you may think you own all of it. But at the end of the day, honey, we're going to leave every bit of this stuff behind. So Jesus, He owns it all. Now, this account, this privilege, He entrusted them with something. I want to ask you something. Have you ever thought about what the Lord has entrusted you with? He's entrusted many of you with a family, one of the greatest families. I see young couples getting out of cars with children. I see older people getting out. Their children are grown, have grandchildren. Look how good God has been to you. Look what He's entrusted you with in a family. Now I want to ask you something. Are you bringing any returns back to God with what He's given you with your family? What are you doing with your family for God? You men, you ought to be the leaders of your house. You should raise your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Teach them that the Bible is very important. That your word is your bond. You must put character in your children. You must teach them to do right and tell them when they do wrong. You are to guide them. You are to govern them and guard them. What are you doing with the family that He's entrusted you with? Then I get to thinking about these three. You'll notice that the Bible says this in verse 13. He called His 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. He gave them all the same amount, but yet some brought back bigger dividends. One took what the Lord gave him and just put it in a handkerchief. And he thought, well, now, the Lord's a very hard man. I know He'll deal hard. And so I'm fearful to do anything with what He's given me. So I'm going to put it up in a napkin. I'm going to lay it up in a dresser drawer. And I'm sure that it'll be here when He gets back. Well, let me tell you, the Lord wasn't pleased with that. Now, I want to ask you something today in closing. The man that gained 10 and gained 5 of what the Lord gave him, don't you think they had failures in occupying? Can I tell you, just because you try to do something for God does not mean that you won't experience trials and failures. But thank God for those people that get up and keep going for the honor and the glory of God. I was thinking about Brother Kurt when he left a while ago. Brother Kurt and I, we were called out of the same church together probably 35 years ago. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. We were called. Dalton and Nicholas, we were two young preachers together called out of the same church. Brother Kurt cannot see. He's blind. Couldn't he make a good excuse with what the Lord has given him just to put his gifts in a napkin and sit down with it? But no. Now, let me tell you, he's used his gifts of what God has given him for God's honor and His glory. You say, Brother Ken, that's a very crude illustration. No, that's where the rubber meets the road. It's where we live. And so we think a lot of times about the excuses. Why I can't do this. I've got too old. Well, what can you do in your old age? You can still pray. You can encourage people. Boy, I don't know if I can preach this in the Carolinas or not, because it sure ain't doing no good in Georgia this morning. But you see, the Lord has entrusted us. Now, I don't see the one that the Lord gave 10, then the Lord gave 5 on their rewards. I don't see the one, the second character, that the Lord has given him 5. I don't see him complaining, well, why didn't you give me 10? And isn't this amazing? This is what we need to realize this morning. They started with the same amount. But the Lord did not criticize the second one. He was happy with the results that he had. Can I tell you, we're all individuals. We're all different. We all have different capabilities and capacities. Do what you can do for the honor and the glory of God. young preachers there sometimes that I see other preachers preaching, and my goodness, they can call heaven down. And I get to thinking, my goodness, I'm no good. I mean, there's no way I can preach near like them men can preach. God's not called me to preach like them men. Some of you think, well, boy, I wish I could sing like her. I wish I could play like him. I wish I could do like they do. God didn't call you to be them. He called you to be you. And He's given you something that He's entrusted you with to use for His honor and His glory. You know, excuses are so easily found. But we see in this account there was a great privilege. Look at the privilege, y'all. I'm closing. Think about the privilege that God has given you. Now, I've got a key thought. I want to share it with you. It's in my notes so I wouldn't forget it. The privilege, the praise, well, well, thou good servant. Matthew, the parallel gospel, it's a different passage, but it's similar circumstance, very similar parable. He says, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Won't that be a blessing when we stand before Him and hear them words of what He has given us? Some of you can pray. Some of you can teach. Some of you can encourage. Some of you can play. Some of you can sing. You all can give. So we need to do our part and we need to occupy till the Lord comes. In other words, do business for the Lord. I wonder, has the Lord left you anything to do business with? We are to carry on business while He's gone. And folks, that involves coming to church. Shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. That involves coming to church, occupying till He comes. Building the things of God for His kingdom. And so we see this privilege, this praise, verse 17, this promotion. But this is what I want everybody to remember today. Verse 18, there's this principle, and I'm done preaching. The second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained five. And He said likewise to him, be thou also over five. And another came, let's watch what happens, saying, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art a very austere man. Look at verse 24. Here's thought. He said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. This is what I want to say today. I'm done preaching. Use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. How many people have you and I met? The Lord entrusted them with great treasures. They did very little with it. And before long, they no longer was able to use that which God had given them because He had taken it away from them. You know what I want to do? The genetics in my family is not real long, late 70s, early 80s. But if, let's say the Lord lets me live to 90. I know some of y'all saying, preacher, please. But if I'm sitting here 90, Brother Mike, and these men are up preaching, you know what I want to do? I want to say, amen. Amen. These people up singing for the honor and the glory of God. You know what I want to say? Amen. 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 I want to occupy. Want to do business for the King till He comes. Can I tell you the greatest gift God's ever given was His Son that hung on an old rugged cross that died for you and me. You know something? This cover-up just won't work, will it? He put what the Lord gave him, put it in a napkin, put in it and probably sat on it. I wouldn't sit on what the Lord's given me. I would use it for His honor and His glory. You may be amazed at what a smile and encouragement you can be to somebody. Why do you have to be so negative with everything you say? Why can't you think about, I'm going to use this for the honor and the glory of God. Good morning. Good to see you today. Glad you're here. The Lord has entrusted us with so much. You young people, on Wednesday night, I see you get up and follow Brother Adam, Miss Gayla, into teen church. And I get to thinking, look at the opportunities that God has given all these young people to do something and be something for the honor and the glory of God. I look at all these young couples, these mom and daddy sitting here today, and look at how good God has been to you. Use it for Him. Occupy for Him. Do business for Him. Do great trades for Him. There's going to be failures. There's going to be up and downs, but stay with it for the honor and the glory of God. Don't you think that the majority of us could find a good enough excuse? Well, we don't need to come to church because this and that. The devil will give you 9,000 excuses on Sunday morning because he knows where you need to be. Father, we